a demon and he's gonna be chasing after someone. He's gaining on you, so you better look alive. He's busy revving up the powerful Mach 5. And when the odds are against him and there's dangerous work to do, bet your life's eraser to see it through. Go Speed Racer, Go Speed Racer, Go Speed Racer, go! He's up and flying as he guns a car around the track. He's jamming down the pedal like he's never coming back. Adventure's waiting just ahead. Go Speed Racer, Go Speed Racer, Go Speed Racer, go!
Hello, caller. This is WMFO. You are in the air.
Captain Chris Major.
Malibu. Malibu Lou from Rumbar Records.
Hey. Everyone out there in Radio Land, you are listening to Live on the Airwaves every Thursday. Strike the Box with the one and only Captain Chris Major, another encyclopedia of rock and roll, WMFO 91.5. Strike the Box with my man, Captain Chris Major.
I will definitely be using that as a station ID, Lou.
Hey,
I appreciate it.
Congratulations, my man. Mazel tov. 20 years. I didn't know, man. I thought you were just like a 20-year-old kid when I first met you a couple of years ago. striking, strapping young lad, firefighter, rock and roll DJ. You do it all, man. And thanks for having me on the air. And thanks for having Rumbar Records and our artists and extended family of bands and music, you know, on your airwaves, man. We appreciate it all, and thank you for everything you do out there, buddy.
Oh, Lou, no, thank you. I got to tell you, you know, when I was doing the show, because Rumbar started pretty heavy around 2016, 2017.
Full steam ahead, yes. Yeah. You know, we were going back a couple of years, you know, back, and if anyone wants to know our history, listen to the MFO archives when we did Skybar Rising.
Yep.
So I won't talk your ear off for an hour and a half like I did with Skybar. But, yeah, you know, you and I think, met when we were really starting to go hot and heavy. A mutual friend of ours from Planet Clifton, brother Bill Kelly, was like,
yes.
Right?
Yes, that's exactly
like,
it. Yep.
You're going to meet Malibu Lou? And he was like, Malibu Lou, what the hell is wrong with you? You haven't met Chris Major. And, dude, we made it happen, man.
Because I remember meeting you at the tavern at the end of the world in Charlestown. But I remember, so, you know, when I would do my show, I would, you know, a couple of new songs here and there. But then Bill Kelly started, you know, making me, you know, hey, check this label out. Check this, you know, check Justine's Black Threads out, you know, Justine and the Unclean out. And, you know, check these people out. And I started listening. I was like, wow. And I think you and I started trading emails, and then you were a humongous supporter of new music for WMFO. And literally, your label sort of like broke it open for me playing a lot more new music. And especially when the pandemic hit and everything, I just had to support like the bands around, or just new music. Rumbar, Red on Red, Big Stir, and you were the catalyst to make that happen.
Oh, thank you, Chris, man. That means a lot, and truly, like, you know, meeting you, opening doors, you supporting our new music, and dude, it's like, you know, new music, it's still a discovery. Think about, like, 20 years ago, 30 years ago. I mean, even as a baby, your parents turning you onto music. I mean, to me, there is nothing better than being turned on to new music, and I'm so glad that we can still do that and do that with you.
Exactly, and then it turning me on, and then turning everybody else on out there by playing it, because that's the problem. Other than, like, you know, some stations, college radio, Sirius XM, you know, the Underground Garage, Bill Kelly, the commercial radio stations, they don't want to play new stuff, unfortunately. But I'm glad to be supporting you guys.
No, I appreciate that. You guys, you and all the DJs on MFO, and like you said, the Sirius XM DJs. And there's so many great stations out there. Like, you know, I'm gonna call, you know, you and Skybar and MFO an indie radio station. But you're based out of a college station. But you know, to me, you guys are indie radio, MBR, local Boston College indie radio, the wonderful and truly talented Kristen Eck, indie radio. Yet she broadcasts on a major syndicated station out of the South Shore. And man, I mean, to hear our stuff on Bumblebee Radio as well, you know, another, like, testament to stuff being heard, new artists and new labels, and going through, like, I know you're a, you know, you provide your top 10 list and playlist to a coalition of incredible, you know, too many to name, but man, Radio Indie Alliance. Anyone out there, RadioIndieAlliance.com, and that is a wonderful conglomerate of radio programmers, DJs and stations that, you know, provide their playlists, provide their top tens to the Radio Indie Alliance. And it's not just like, you know, online bloggers, streamers, which is incredible, but it's also you, college stations. It's also Bill Kelly, you know, Sirius Satellite Station. I mean, you know, the list goes down. Woody Radio is on there. Boris, you know, Secret Weapon Bowden, Jim Prell Music Radio, Candy Radio. I mean, you know, there's so many wonderful people like you that just want to hear new music, support music they like, and, you know, I would not be doing the Rumbar at all. Rumbar Records would not, you know, continue on if it wasn't for, you know, having friends, family, and fans like you guys wanted to listen to and play our music, man. Thank you so much.
No, thank you, Luke, because as you said, Radio Indie Alliance, I think all of us DJs, we look at each other's top 10 to see, okay, who did he play or who did she play? Because you feed off of it. It's like, you know, oh, I gotta, you find a song, you're like, oh, I gotta get the song because I gotta play it on my show, you know?
And what's incredible, you know, and everyone too, Tim Livingston, a dear old friend of mine, you know, he's like you, doing a wonderful radio show as well. He got involved in the Radio Indie Alliance. You know, I go there and it turns me on to, like, all these new stations, all these new DJs that I listen to. Because, you know, yes, when I'm working, every day while you're working, you can't always listen to music, but, you know, when you can, it's like, you know, hey, I don't have time to pop a CD in my CD player. I don't have time to put a record on the turntable. I'm not driving in my car, you know, so I'm not listening you know, my satellite. So I'm going to just stream online, you know, dozens of stations that are playing the kind of music that I want to hear. I love it, man.
Exactly. I appreciate it. So I think you just sent me, do I have something new by Screeching Weasel? Is that you?
We got a brand new Screeching Weasel release. Screeching Weasel has been around quite some time. Those guys are the forefathers, the blueprint of Pop Punk 101. They've been doing it as long as Green Day, possibly even longer, man. I'm sure longer. But Ben Weasel, he's got his own company, Monona Music, and they've released all of Screeching Weasel's new releases. And then he works with a various list of people on, you know, doing different formats. Track Music in Italy is doing his vinyl. Rumbar Records in the USA is handling his CDs internationally. And, you know, working with Ben has been really great. Someone that I've admired and been a fan of for a really long time. I've known him for many years, worked with him when he was on labels like Lookout Records and other various major pop punk labels like Fat Records. And now today, you know, who knew 20 years later he and I would be working together, and I'm helping getting his music out there. And it's been wonderful because his new music is incredible. So I can't thank you enough for checking that out.
So it's coming up next. But Lou, we got to get moving here because people want to hear the music, not both of us. But I want to thank you so much for calling in.
Chris, thank you for having me on. Listeners out there, keep on listening. Crank it up. Captain Chris Major, Strike the Box, Thursdays, WMFO. Yeah!
Thanks, Lou. You take care. I'll talk to you.
Cheers.
Bye.
I finally realized I'm done with all this. I won't keep on agonizing.
Can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in a boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just a beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. I've sunshine enough to spread. It's just like the fella said. Tell me quick, ain't love a kick in the head? Said, ain't that a kick in the head? Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in a boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. She's telling me we'll be wed. She's picked out a king-size bed. I couldn't feel any better or I'd be sick. Tell me quick, boy, ain't love a kick? Tell me quick, ain't love a kick in the head?
No, that's not the one I wanted. That's what happens when you try and go off the computer too fast. All right, let's try Fader One Up. Let's try this one. Please, work. There we go. Right, fade left, fade right, fade. We'll get it eventually. We will, I promise you, we'll get it eventually. The Kaz with Good Times Roll off of the album The Kaz. We started things off way back there with The Doors with LA Woman. From the Best of The Doors LP compilation, but I'm trying to remember. I think it was the L.A. Woman LP, if I remember correctly, like 1969, 1970. The Magnificent with Raise Your Hand from Monolithic. I think that's might be new from Rumbar Records. Big shout out to Malibu Lou who called in. Thank you, Lou. Dean Landau with Dance All Night from his 2019 DRL. Dean has contributed. Hopefully Dean's making some new music because I haven't gotten anything from him in a while and I'd like to be playing some of his music. Screeching Weasel. I have to cough. Hold on. Sorry. Little cough button there. Screeching Weasel with Any Minute Now. Brand new single off of Rumbar Records. And some Dean Martin with Ain't That a Kick in the Head. Comes off my Bronx Tale movie soundtrack. And Roy from Malden called in, and he'd like to hear some Mel Torme. Now, usually I don't probably play Dean Martin and Mel Torme so close together, but you know the rule. If I can find it, I'll put it on the air. He wanted to hear some good Mel Torme. I have some. This is the kind of song coming up next is the one I like, and then I promise we'll get back into the rock and roll here at WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Strike the Box Radio Show with Chris, your DJ.
Home, baby, now. I'm coming home now, right away. I'm coming home, baby, now. I'm sorry now I ever went away. Every night and day I go and stay. I'm coming home, baby.
Come on home.
Coming home, baby, now.
You know I'm waiting here for you.
I'm coming home now, real soon.
You've been gone.
Coming home, baby, now.
You don't know what I'm going.
I'm coming home, I know I'm overdue.
Since you went away,
expect me any day now, real soon. I'm coming home,
come on home.
Coming home, baby, now.
You know I'm praying every night
that everything is gonna be fine.
Please come on.
Coming home, baby, now.
I want to feel you hold me tight.
Expect to see me now anytime.
When I'm in your arms,
you're in my arms, I'll be fine. I'm coming home. I'm coming home, baby, now.
You know I'm counting every day.
I'm coming home now, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Use your phone.
I'm coming home, baby, now.
And baby, let me hear you say.
I'm coming home, you hearing what I say.
That you're coming home.
And I never will go away. I'm coming home. I'm coming home, baby, now.
You know I'm waiting at the door.
They can't hold me back now, no more.
All alone.
I'm pressing on, baby, now.
And pacing up and down the floor.
Oh, hear me holler and hear me roar.
Say you'll be with me.
Gonna be with you evermore. I'm coming home.
Come on home.
I'm coming home, baby, now.
Oh, baby, say you're coming home.
That's what I say I'm coming home.
Something's wrong.
The road is long, baby, now.
You want to either ride or phone.
I'm coming home and never more to roam.
Baby, tell me you're
baby, I'm for sure coming home. I'm coming home.
Come on home.
I'm coming home, baby, now.
Come on home.
I'm coming home.
Daddy, oh, you gotta listen. You don't know, man, and neither do I.
I'm gonna keep that bar right back in the sky.
And maybe every dual tire is a self-deluding lie.
I'm gonna keep that bar right back in the sky.
Oh, but you know I find no relief in the strength of your belief.
I'm gonna keep that bar right back in the sky.
I fear that every fan conviction is an obfuscating fiction.
I'm gonna keep that bar right back in the sky.
Don't wanna feed your dog.
recognition, so you can flap your lips, you frizzy little hipster.
Let me say
Okay, let's just catch our breath a little bit here.
Thank you.
Hey, if you take public transportation, watch out. No, seriously. If you take public transportation, good for you. You're helping to save the environment and money too. But if you aren't getting all the exercise you should be, you may want to consider walking directly to your destination instead of using public transit. Depending on the distance, once you factor in the time it takes to make your way to the T stop, wait, and then get to your final destination from the station, walking the whole trip can often be faster. And even when it isn't, you're getting good exercise and saving even money. For example, if it takes 45 minutes to walk where you want to go instead of 30 minutes using the T, you'll get 3/4 of an hour of exercise and fresh air for just an extra 15 minutes of your time. And that's a real healthy deal. Public service message from WMFO in Medford. Tufts Educational Radio. We just finished up with some Dirty Truckers with You've Got the Shakes Again off of their Tisbury Joneser CD from Rumbar Records. One of the first CDs I think I got from Rumbar Records was the Best of the Dirty Truckers back in 2018. So big shout out to those guys, Tom Baker and the rest of them. They've been making some good music. We started things out with some Mel Torme because Roy up in Malden wanted to hear something, so I picked Coming Home, Baby. That comes off of my Cocktail Mix Martini Madness compilation. And it's by the look of Facebook in the Strike the Box Radio Show group. You all approve. Thank you. Spy Genius with Sky Pie Century 21 off of their Jobber Now LP from Big Stir Records. Thank you to Big Stir Records. They are a big supporter of Strike the Box. Ike and Tina Turner. Actually, it was just Tina Turner. Ike would just put on it because he probably would have killed Phil Spector if he didn't. We heard River Deep, Mountain High. And that comes off of the Phil Spector Back to Mono compilation, but originally released in 1966. Hold on, let me get my music back here. There we go. If I'm playing in that CD, it's not a loop, so I gotta keep hitting play. If I play in that CD, it's a loop, but I got a CD in there, so never mind. Rolling Stones with Waiting on a Friend from their Tattoo You LP from 1982, I believe. I actually bought it when it was first released. So more about my show. What have I been doing here? As I said, my original format for the show when I started back in 2001 was I would start with oldies. I think the only radio station that played oldies back then was 103 WODS, oldies music, which when I was growing up was WHTT with all kinds of new wave stuff. WROR 98.5 was the oldies station in the 70s. Anyways, my format would, I would start with stuff from like the 50s and I would move onward in time up into, you know, not so much music of 2001 because I didn't like a lot of new music that was coming out in 01. I don't know, it sounded boring to me. But I usually would get up into the 80s and a couple of 90s stuff. Somewhere around 2006, I changed my format. My wife had gotten me Sirius satellite radio for football games around 2003, 2004. And originally my number one preset was the new wave station. I can't think of the channel 33 was my number one preset. And then one day I switched on to, I don't know what the channel was, but it's now 21, the Underground Garage. And I was leaving that on as I was doing stuff around the house. And I was like, wow, that's a great tune. Oh my God, that's a great tune. Wow, that's a great tune. And it's stuff I'd heard from years ago, garage music, years ago, that I hadn't heard in 20 plus years. And that's how my format is now. It's totally freeform. It's anything and everything. As you can tell, hey, what other radio station is going to play Mel Torme and Dean Martin for you? Hold on, I got to get back to this one. There we go. So that's what my format has been these days, is total freeform, anything and everything. We were a little bit mellow in that last couple of songs. A big shout out to my niece Kimberly, who's checking in. Dean Landu, who's checking in. I see you guys too. Hey, Mark Plant, who, big shout out, posted on Strike the Box Radio Show group. He runs Radio Indie Alliance. So big shout out and big clap to Mark out there. Thank you for putting up with my mistakes, because I do a bunch of them. Usually I post something and I'm like, Mark, I messed up again. Anyways, enough of me rambling over and over and over. But hey, we're here till 3 o'clock, so I can ramble. Let's get back into some music. And let's do some headbanging music. Or pogoing. Yeah, pogoing. That's better. Yeah, pogoing.
stink.
Hey, a big shout out. Oops, no, stop that. Big shout out to Mike Stewart, who just called in, said hi, wished me a happy anniversary. You can catch Mike tonight doing some interviews here at 8 o'clock on WMFO. He's going to be on from 8 to 10, I think. He's got some good interviews coming up, so make sure you check that out if you can, or at least listen to the archive. Mike's been a DJ here for a while. He's also a DJ up at WMWM up in Salem, Massachusetts at the school. I tried to get into WMWM when I was a student up there, but they wouldn't let me in. So your losses, people, your losses. Hey, let's get back to the rock and roll. But thanks, Mike, for calling in. Let's keep doing some pogoing here at WMFO.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Let's go! Aye!
Adam. Ba-dum.
Buzzcocks with original singer Howard Devoto with Boredom. Comes off of an EP that they had back in 1977 called Spiral Scratch. We started things off though with some Killer Pussy with Teenage Enema Nurses in Bondage. Comes off of their Bikini Wax LP. Definitely released somewhere in the 80s.